97.9 The Box is the Mad Hatter Morning Show in the studio with Nina Nicole.
Hey.
That's all we got. All that energy I be seeing on the video. Oh, no.
Yeah. Nina, it's a little early. I'm not a morning person, but I'm here. I'm good.
Thank you for being here, one. And thank you for your patience. Here's how cool it was for Nina to get here. Now, it usually doesn't work this way, but her boo called up here and we was having a topic one day and it was something about wishes because he was reminding me. I totally forgot. Y'all know I forget everything we do. But he reminded me. I guess we was doing something where I don't know why we was even talking about wishes, but I guess he made a wish. He's like, well, if I had a wish, I wish for my girl to blow up. I'm like, what your girl do? She raps. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you need to just check her out? I'm like, let me see what this girl do. I'm like, oh, shit, she dope. So I had a chance to check her out, and she really, really, really is dope. So I'm like,
Thank you.
Let me check her out for a while. Let me see what her dope game is like. And she's been really, really, really working it. So
Thank you. Tell
everybody, H-Town Nina, where you from, how you got to the H, and let's go from there. And we're going to talk about some music.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I moved to Houston. This is actually my second time moving to Houston. So consecutively, this time, I've been here for 2 years. But in total, I've been here for about 4 or 5 years, on and off. My mother has been down here for about 12 years. Shout out to my mom. Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm. She's been here for about 12 years, so I actually came down here to keep an eye on her.
Okay, so you came down here. It was a family move.
Yeah,
it was a family move. Now, did you
much.
Meet your man here? Too? Did Mooch, did you meet?
Yes, I did. I met him about a month after I moved here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
My fiance.
She always makes that clear. She makes it clear. Now, did he know you was doing music, or were you doing the music when you first got here?
No, actually, I had took a long break from doing music. I took about maybe a 4-year break. Just my focus was elsewhere. I have a couple of self, you know, businesses on the side that I was trying to do, and we'll talk about that. But you know, I got a lot going on. But other than that, I had stopped doing music because at the time it's just I don't know. My focus just wasn't on it. But he actually inspired me to get back into it. I was letting him hear like some old stuff that I was doing, and he was kind of like shocked that was coming from me. So like, and then I started to let other people hear and there, and I was getting the same reaction, and I was like, maybe.
So if you were doing, okay, I gotta ask, so if you were doing the music and you were really, really good at it, what discouraged you at first?
It's a lot of things. Like, I didn't really have a support system back home. I mean, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. We don't really have too many people reaching out and trying to help you. It's pretty much like everybody is dog eat dog. So,
girl, that's
and you found a difference in Houston?
Actually, yeah. And I was like,
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people say it's the same thing here.
Right.
You know what?
I think everybody feels that way about wherever they're from, that they're getting the raw end of the stick.
Right.
But so I don't never believe that, like, because I hear it so much.
Yeah.
Man, Houston, we hate on each other, and somebody's hating on me. Like, maybe it's just
but
the
actually,
circle.
You found love here.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I did.
And Jay may be here his whole life, and he ain't found love yet. Oh,
that's
sorry, Mac. Sorry. I'm sorry, Nina. Go ahead, girl.
No, I'm not going to say that my city didn't support me, because the love from my city was definitely there. It's just, we don't have the resources
there you
to
go. Okay, I got you.
Take it to another level. So at that point, you know, money and family, you know, I was taking care of my daughter and everything. So I just decided to just put a break on it for a minute and work on trying to open a couple of businesses and do, you know, other things. So I took a break.
And you got here, you got re-inspired. Was there something in particular that you did, or something that homie heard that said, baby girl, I know that what you're doing, you're good at that, but I do believe that you have something here.
Well, typically I'm a songwriter, so I like to let people know that. So I never stopped writing songs. Even though I was, you know, breaking, not doing music, I never stopped writing songs. So I would be at home just, you know, playing around, and I would let my fiance hear it, and he'd be like, man, come on, what you doing?
Right,
what's going on? So, I mean, his push, and then I met my manager, his push. All I did was one verse for him, and he been go ever since. So his push, they both inspired me to just keep going, and everything has been moving so fast. Like, I have no choice but to keep going now.
Now, so it seems, and I could be wrong about this, but it seems like there's an album. Am
yes.
I wrong? So there's an album. So you have music that's available for people out there.
I do have music on iTunes and app, all the distributors and whatnot, but my album, I'm actually working on my album right now.
So what's available right now then?
Right now I have two singles on, I have three, 420, Gump, and Pink Cocaine. My new single that just dropped is Pink Cocaine.
What is Pink Cocaine?
People King is a plethora of things.
Give me one.
He's dying to know.
Well,
and can everybody have peak cocaine?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it depends on the situation, you know? So, I mean,
would
if you
Jazz
listen to
I'm listening, I'm listening. Cocaine?
Let her explain.
Jazz is all pink cocaine. She is pink Ooh. Cocaine incorporated. She's an unofficial cocaine. Member.
All right, well, we got to she's let her tell yeah. us what that is.
So, basically, pink cocaine is my brand. It's my women empowerment movement. So, the song that I have out is very sexual, but I don't want people to think that pink cocaine is only sex. It's just really about a female mm-hmm. being sexy, moving, handling her business. Mm-hmm. It is.
That fool over there like,
Yeah,
because I ain't going to lie. When I heard pink cocaine, she's like, oh, I see what she's saying.
Yeah, so everybody take that from it. And that's okay, because it is that too, you okay. know? It is that too, and I don't take nothing from that, but it's not just that.
Was that the inspiration? For, I mean, be honest. Was that the inspiration for like, it's so good, it's like pink cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay, all right.
And that's what Mooch Mooch called it.
Baby, no. That's some pink cocaine right there. Daddy
you
gotta
write a song about it.
Y'all so crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, pink cocaine has been around for a while. I used to have an underground radio show back home, and it was cool. Pink Cocaine Mondays. Okay. So, like, that's been my brand for a while. This is my first song about it, which I just felt like it was a great idea. So, cool. Yeah.
Now, okay, go ahead.
You already
go
have
ahead.
A whole name for the album and stuff, too?
Yes, I just actually figured out the name for the album a couple of weeks ago. And the name of the album will be titled Unicorn.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. I feel like what I bring to the industry right now is nothing that you will hear right now. Very unique sound. And it's kind of like I think people are wanting it, but they don't know where it's at. Like it's desired, but they don't know how to obtain it. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition of unicorn.
I actually saw, this is random, a definition of a unicorn mm-hmm. is the third person who joins in a three-way.
Oh, my God. Yes, actually, that is another.
Now, how did you get that?
That is another. Yes.
No, she knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
That is another
and
definition.
Thank you all for being a part of this interview.
I think that's like the swingers lifestyle and everything going on with that. But that has nothing to do with my album, y'all.
To clarify for
everything
those who
always has to have a nasty slant every time we talk to somebody.
We're talking about pink cocaine.
You just heard
right
her.
Now.
You just heard her give her.
Yeah, no, pink cocaine.
You just heard her explain what it was.
I just wanted to make sure she knew in case, you know, people try to come for her. Like, be like, oh, no, that's, you know.
No, nobody was going to come for her because they heard her explain what it was.
Okay, continue.
You just wanted to say something nasty.
I just wanted to make sure she knew.
My apologies, Nina.
No, it's okay.
I don't even know how we transition. Into a freestyle after this.
We want to hear what the unicorn album is going to sound like. What it's going to be all about.
Would you please? Could you? Would you do a little something?
Yes. A little freestyle.
Yeah. Okay. So we can remember. So we can forget that moment right there. You got the beat, Coop?
Hold on.
Queen. I'm something like a god, been birthing and killing bitches in they fake ass facades. Fat bitch with an afro going against the odds to let the world know my blackest power word, the Farrakhan. On the mad had a morning show, you know I had to flex. Shout out to my enemies and shout out to my ex. I know he's sick watching this, believing him was for the best. Now I got a king with a ring and getting my respect. Better break a nigga off, don't let these niggas break you. Ronnie Ho quote, don't let the money make you. Betty Crocker nigga, better make him cake you. Stay away from lames, bums, and the fakes too. This is chess, not checkers, and sometimes I get bored. You a pawn, ain't nothing to knock a king off the board. I pull up in the Honda, all in one accord. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Hold on,
I'm gonna get it back. I'm nervous. Hey. Call me Elvis, how I got these bitches all shook up. All it took was two bars to get them about they hook up. They watching every move just to see what I'ma cook up. When they need to put the pills down and pick a book up. Step up your flow, sis, and look at the glow, sis. And I keep it popping like expialidocious. I heard your little rap this, girl, that was atrocious. Tell the dummy who gave you bars, you need some more, sis. I'm so Cleveland, on stage with the bone thugs. All I speak is facts, that's flat like a throw rug. Too busy throwing ones to worry about who throwing slugs. I'm so H-Town, catch me on live.
live with the bud. All facts, real rap, imagine that. I took a little break, now I'm back, no slack. Kodak, they won't get the picture until I'm black. And shout out to the Stallion for bringing real back.
I see ya. I see ya.
Y'all make me nervous.
No.
You good. It's early in the morning. I know
this
ain't your vibe. This morning ain't your vibe now. You late night. But that's cool. I appreciate you coming. And I know you didn't think that I was going to like come up here. Like I said, I was watching you. I'm like, let me just watch her. Let me just watch what she's doing because she don't think I'm watching. And I don't really watch that many people.
But I didn't think you were watching.
And I was watching. But the thing that I really liked the most, and I thought it was cool that your man had your back took this opportunity. Because you never know when an opportunity is going to come.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he took this wild shot out there. And it was a good payoff for me because usually somebody throw a wild pitch out there. And you're like, that was a wild pitch. And the payoff was bad for me, but the payoff was really good because you really got balls. You can really spit. So I really do appreciate that. So I'm going to give him props. And generally I wouldn't, but I got to because I like the way that you rep for your lady.
Thank you.
But I'm going to give her props because she out there working her thing to make this shit pop off for herself.
Thank you.
So it's respect for you. So Nina, Nicole, tell them the album again. Now there is music available, so everybody can go hit up the music now.
Yes, my new single, Pink Cocaine, is available on all digital distributors everywhere. Go get it. Pink Cocaine, Nina Nicole. There's also a couple of other songs on there like Gump and 420. My album will be dropping soon. Hopefully we'll get it in this fourth quarter. If not, soon, very soon.
Girl, we on the fourth quarter right now, so.
I know, right?
But all your social media so they can follow you too.
On Instagram at the Nina Nicole Show, Facebook Nina Nicole Kapowski, or if you have trouble finding that, my website, theninanicoleshow.com, has all of my information.
Thank you so much, Nina. And good luck to you too.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all so much.
Appreciate you checking out the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. Make sure you share, like it, tell your friends, even tell a foe. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. And of course, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show weekdays at 97.9 The Box, 5 to 10 Central, and download the app 97.9 The Box. We appreciate it.